Hello and welcome to Mailbox. Another month has passed, which means it's time to answer July's Mystery Man quiz and quote from your correct answers. Chun Chuan Meng from China was the first one to write in.
The mystery person for July is St. John Neumann, the fourth bishop of Philadelphia. John Neumann was born on the 28th of March, 1811, at Prachatice, Bohemia, modern-day Czech Republic, and died on the 5th of January, 1860, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the United States. He was canonized by Pope Paul VI on June 19th, 1977.
Victor Mumbanzai from Kenya writes,
the name of the 19th-century Czech-born American missionary and bishop who was canonized in 1977 is John Nepomucene Neumann. He was the first American bishop to be canonized. When he was young, he was an altar boy. He died of a stroke on the 5th of January, 1860. He was beatified in 1963 and canonized on the 19th of June, 1977.
S.J. Agbula from Nigeria sent us this.
Though his lifespan was short, less than 49 years, St. John Neumann lived an eventful life that made possible indelible impressions on the sands of time. He was able to confront all odds against his ordination that achieved ordination at the tender age of 25. Apart from being a multilingual virtuoso, he was a great pace-setter in a number of regards. This was despite the fact that his bishopric was at the time of stiff opposition from an anti-Catholic political party, the Know-Nothings.
Patsy Libby writes from the United States.
I'm delighted to be able to answer this mystery about a saint who is a great favorite of mine, St. John Neumann. He studied in Prague and then came to the United States, where he was ordained and did missionary work in New York. At the age of 41, he was made Bishop of Philadelphia. He emphasized education, organizing the parochial schools into a diocesan system, and increased the student population, as well as attracting religious orders to teach in the schools. He was known for his holiness, his humility, his dedication to serving immigrants, even hearing confessions in several different languages, and his care for the sick. St. John Neumann is buried at the Shrine of St. John Neumann, which is located in the Church of St. Peter the Apostle in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hans Werner Lollicke from Denmark writes,
he was the right man in the right place when he came to the USA. He was a so-called entrepreneur. He built schools, churches, and other church-related buildings and filled them with life.
Riaz Ahmad Khan follows Radio Prague in Pakistan.
I think your July mystery man is St. John Nepomucene Neumann, who became the fourth bishop of Philadelphia, and he was the first American bishop to be canonized. He was also the founder of the Catholic diocesan school system.
David Eldridge from England wrote,
Neumann was unable to become a priest in Bohemia on completing his study in the university, as there was already a plethora of priests in the region, so he first moved to Germany to find an opportunity there. He was unsuccessful there, too, as a similar situation to Bohemia existed in Germany, with an oversupply of priests. John Neumann is then reputed to have walked to the west coast of France, from where he sailed to America. A quote from John Neumann is, a man must always be ready, for death comes when and where God wills it. For John Neumann, that time came on the 5th of January, 1860, at the age of 48, when he died of a stroke whilst running errands in a city street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Colin Law from New Zealand wrote,
when the Bishop of Philadelphia died, Jan Neumann was nominated by the Bishop of Baltimore for the vacant post, and he took office on the 28th of March, 1852, his 41st birthday. On the 19th of June, 1977, Jan Neumann was canonized as a saint. The celebration in his hometown of Prachatice was restricted by the communist authorities, who placed road barriers across roads leading to Prachatice and organized an outing for the children to take them out of town for the day. However, the United States ambassador was able to get through the barriers to the ceremony. Of course, since 1990, Prachatice has freely celebrated the canonization of their favorite son and saint.
And finally, this answer from Charles Konesny from the United States.
He was a priest who had a great love for the church and its people, and that didn't change after he became bishop. He had many accomplishments, but one of his great legacies was that he was a founder of the Catholic diocesan school system in this country, which is one of the finest educational systems to be found anywhere. It is indeed fortunate for the Catholics and the Catholic Church in America that St. John Neumann left the Czech lands to be ordained in this country.
Many thanks to all of you who took the time to research the question and sent in your answers. And congratulations to Victor Mumbanzai from Kenya, who's the lucky winner this month. A Radio Prague parcel will be mailed to Kenya first thing on Monday morning. Our little quiz continues, so here's another chance if you haven't been lucky this time. Regular listeners may remember that our mystery lady more than 2 years ago was Sofia Chotek, the wife of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, who along with her husband perished in the Sarajevo assassination in 1914. The couple were shot while sitting in a car, and there was another person of Czech origin in the car, and he's our mystery man for this month. Please send us his name to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague by the end of August. There will be a Radio Prague goodie bag for the lucky listener whose name will be picked out of the hat. In the meantime, keep your letters coming and Mailbox will be back again next week. Take care.
Pavla will be back same time next week.